Welcome back today. We're talking tax. What's new, what's risky, and what every Aussie needs to know before lodging a return this year. Joining me is Daniel Hay, Director of Power 2 Brisbane, a local tax and accounting firm based here in Caboolture with offices located in Slacks Creek and Brisbane CBD. Daniel, welcome back.
Thanks, Debbie. Great to be here once again.
Daniel, let's jump in. You've got a warning for people eager to lodge their tax returns early.
Debbie, yeah, absolutely. Every year we see a rush of people to lodge in the first week of July. But here's the catch. The ATO's pre-fill data isn't always complete then. So they've got to get access to bank accounts, interest, dividends, private health insurance. So last year, over 142,000 individuals were audited in the first 2 weeks of July last year because they reported missing interest income alone, which held up refunds and caused a lot of stress for people with, you know, holding off for the money.
So the advice is hold off a bit.
Exactly. Wait until end of July or early August when the pre-fill is more complete. It helps to avoid mistakes and delays.
Now, the ATO is targeting some new income sources this year, right?
Yes. They've always had access to Uber and Airbnb records for years now, but this year they've actually added OnlyFans to the list. So if you earn income from any of those platforms, you must report it. The ATO knows who's earning what. So if it's not worth risking or hiding it, not included in your tax return.
That's a big shift. What about deductions? Any common mistakes there?
Plenty. We're seeing people try to claim household items like air fryers, coffee machines, even childcare fees. But here's the rule. For an expense to be a deduction, it must be directly connected to earning your income. If it's private or domestic in nature, it's not tax deductible.
So no claiming your own coffee machine.
Exactly. Unless you're running a cafe, it's a no-go.
And rental properties, what's happening there?
The ATO found errors of about 90% on rental property audits last year, which is quite huge. So they'll be focusing again this year in 2025. So if you own a rental, make sure your records are accurate, especially around interest, repairs and occupancy periods.
Daniel, final takeaway for our listeners?
The big thing is to report all income sources, be honest with your claims, and if you're claiming deductions, keep your receipts. The ATO is watching, and being prepared is your best defence.
Wise words, Daniel. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Debbie. Always a pleasure.
That was Daniel Hay with some timely tax tips. Stay tuned. More business insights coming up later in the show. Listen to the podcast again on 1015fm.com.au.